Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working at...
An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome to a great new week. Chuck Bonnywell, Julie Hayden, True Straight Up, brought to you by...
The Chuck and Julie Show is always brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture and Chinese Medicine, HappyTrees.co, and Denver Synergenics, and Dr. Julie McCallan. When Chuck and I were talking about the show today, we kept thinking, oh, then we could talk about that, and then we could talk about that, and then we could talk about that. A ton of stuff to talk about today. But why don't we start, and I want to thank one of our listeners sent me an email about this with Christine Bowman. And she is, I'm going to get this right, the COVID Bat Research Moratorium of Colorado. Now, it seems to me, in light of certain news that's come out recently about the COVID origins, that there shouldn't be too hard to get consensus that we should have a COVID Bat Research Moratorium here in Colorado. But at CSU, they don't really care about funny things like that. So, Christine, I wanted to...
Money matters, though.
Money matters. And so welcome to the show, and thank you for your time and the fighting that you're doing. But it's my understanding, basically, what there's a $6.7 million NIH, National Institute of Health grant.
Used to be headed up by Mr. Fauci.
For CSU to build essentially a bio lab to breed bats for virus research with a focus on developing vaccines. And they want to do this basically in your backyard. Is that sort of the gist of it?
Pretty much. It's about a mile from my house. It's on the west side of Fort Collins. And if something gets out, it's in everybody's backyard, actually. So,
that's right. But Christine, you know, that could never, ever, ever happen until I guess it did happen. So no,
that's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been labeled a conspiracy theory. I wear that proudly, but I have been vindicated this last week, obviously, with the light of the news coming out. But I've heard nothing from CSU. They have not said a word about any of the news that has come out. But yes, they have a $6.7 million grant from the NIH to build a $10 million. They'll subsidize the rest. A $10 million bat vivarium that's 14,000 square feet of bats interacting with humans.
What could go wrong?
And what could possibly go wrong? I think when you add 2 + 2, you get 4. When you have the same NIH funding from the same people doing the same research, maybe in a less virulent way, according to them, it doesn't matter. To me, I have questions. That's all we want to know are the answers to our questions. And CSU has been stonewalling our
That's the Communist Chinese Party approach.
Yeah.
So they obviously decided to copy them. They're heroes.
Right. Well, what are some of the questions that you have?
Well, they have said in their proposal that they are going to be studying SARS, COVID-1, COVID-2, you know, other SARS, MERS, Ebola, and...
Oh, good.
And Nipah. Those are very deadly diseases. But they're saying in the proposal they're going to be studying those things. In the meeting where this was all approved by the county to build it, they said they were going to be studying the less virulent versions of these, that they are only a biosafety level 2.
Mm-hmm.
I still think if it gets out, it can still be deadly. CSU does not have the best track record for safety. We all know that chronic wasting disease came out of CSU in the 80s. I'm hearing of other leaks that have happened that, for instance, a study on puppies that did not go well. The puppies all died. There's a mass grave at CSU for the puppies that died.
Fauci grave.
Yeah.
Yes, Fauci did experiments on beagles. And I'm not an animal rights activist. I am not a scientist. I am a concerned resident of this county and a concerned citizen of this country. They should not be building this, as far as I'm concerned, especially in a highly populated area. I just want answers to the questions. And what I'm getting from CSU is that they will address our questions in the spring. But that's when they're breaking ground. Right. So I don't see where our questions or concerns, especially now, I feel some vindication.
Right.
In light of what's happened in the last week, I don't see where they're going to actually change anything unless we really band together in numbers. This is not just a Larimer County issue. It's not just a Fort Collins West Side.
The world issue.
Let's take a look at the world.
Right. And so many people have banded with us and agreed with us. And it's not a partisan issue. This is a health and safety concern for all of us as living human beings. There have been a few people that have pushed back, and I believe those are people whose paycheck depends on CSU's research.
Right. There you go. Well, are they at least willing to, as compensation to the community, build a wet lab there, a wet market?
So you can have like on Saturday mornings. You can have a wet market on Saturday mornings. And here's the thing. I mean, you know, you've been pursuing this for a while, and you were labeled a nut. I know Kyle Clark.
No greater man in all of Colorado than Kyle Clark.
You know, it couldn't possibly leak. It never leaked. And then they're like, the FBI, the Department of Energy, the Biden administration said, okay, fine. It probably did leak. And everybody lied about it. So that's my big question. Now, if I were you, I'd be like, how can I believe anything? You, Dr. Fauci, the National Institute of Health, how can I believe anything you guys tell us?
I'm not sure I've believed anything they've said up to this point. I would love to get an apology from Kyle Clark, but I won't be getting
it. A lot of people are expecting that.
I really don't want to talk to the man. And I really don't care, believe it or not, what he says about me. I have been saying since day one that this would be the only virus in human history that does not have natural immunity once you get it. There are so many things they have said that have come out in and are untrue. In fact, most everything they told us has been found to be untrue. It's not water under the bridge. Someone needs to be held accountable. That's not my job.
Right.
My job is to protect my family, my neighbors, my residents of this town and or the state of Colorado. If I can bring this to light, and that's what I'm trying to do, is get people to understand that this is going forward. The county approved the building of this in this perfunctory meeting that they held 4 days before Christmas. Nobody was around. I wasn't even around. I zoomed in from out of state, but I stood up and stood my ground, and so did a lot of other people, but it didn't matter. And the reason is that because CSU is building it on state property and CSU as a state entity, they didn't even really have to have this meeting. That meeting was only about what the intent of was for the building and what the purpose of that ground is meant to be. So it's supposedly a public building, which isn't true because you can't as a public.
You can't tour it. You can't bring the kindergartners to meet the American bats.
So look at the bats. Correct. It's like a butterfly pavilion, only a bat pavilion.
Yeah.
Right. And that's part of my concern, is that once they build this and they've told us what they're going to study, what's to stop them from making it a bio level 3 or a bio level 4 or like in Boston University, where suddenly they have done gain of function on a COVID virus that has an 80% kill rate. What if that gets out in Boston? That's not going to find its way to Fort Collins.
Well, it's related. I was going to say, we could back up even further and say, you know, why are we messing with this in the first place? Why are we, I understand medical research and things like that, but as we've seen, it doesn't seem to be particularly, their foolproof methods for safety clearly
are not.
Well,
they're supposed to be finding out ways to make sure if something should mutate, we can safely take care of it. And all we've shown that if something natural or unnatural occurs, we can't stop it, and we're not any good at it.
No.
So we should keep on looking for our genetic altering shots, which don't do any good. They don't stop
it. Well, you forget the pharmacy. I mean, the big pharma.
Pfizer.
Big pharma now wants you to believe that gain of function is directed evolution. And so when we want to stop gain of function, we can stop gain of function all we want, because now they'll just call it directed evolution. I have pulled 11 people in just casual conversation recently about, do you know what gain of function is? 10 out of the 11 had never heard of it. right. including a PhD at CSU. So it is something that we as people who are concerned and in the know need to explain to our neighbors, our friends. We do not want these viruses weaponized. We do not want them to be directed in their evolution to be more virulent or to be more deadly. We do not want them at CSU or any other lab to create a virus that they say is it's inevitable to have another pandemic. Well, this particular pandemic was not inevitable.
No.
It was leaked.
Right.
That's what my concern is are they creating their own need so that they can fill that need and control us all? And that's what I don't like.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many levels for this.
I thought they've solved the problem by calling it something else. They've got a new name for game of function.
Yeah, and directed evolution.
Well, see, it's not a problem anymore. We're all set.
When we catch on to directed evolution, then they will find a new way to spin it and call it something else. So we're playing catch up and they're playing games. Well, we need to come back to God, not play God, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, exactly. And I think, but let's go back to the basics here too. I mean, there are just so many things that are wrong with this. Number one, why would you want to put some 14,000 square feet, you said, full of bats? This is a bat. And then what they're going to do is they're going to take these bats and give them viruses and mutate the virus so they can figure out how to get vaccines. And they assure you nothing would go wrong with this because it's never gone wrong before, except for that whole COVID thing.
Yeah,
and they want to do this in freaking Fort Collins, not in some remote area where there's, you know, controlled access. Certainly you would not. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Well, their argument, I'm not a scientist, and I will say that. I always say it up front. My PhD is in common sense.
Yeah.
It's not in science. I just want answers. But the bats that they're going to house here, first of all, they will say that they have been doing studies on bats for years.
Mm.
Okay, if they're doing that, I can't control that now. But to build a 14,000 square foot new facility, I've done construction before, and there's always a punch list. Something always seems to go wrong. So how are they going to guarantee that there isn't something that leaks through the ventilation system? I don't know. But they're going to have to house these bats in this 14,000 square feet with scientists who have been cleared. Who's to say that one of them doesn't go rogue and decides to let this out? But they're going to be getting their bats, according to CSU and what they've given me, and they would give to any of you, and I will tell you how to do that. They will be getting these bats from another country. They will be isolating those for a certain amount of time. They come with natural zoonotic viruses. They come with diseases already.
Right.
So they're going to isolate them. They're going to bring them here. They're going to have them reproduce and so forth. How are they going to get them from another country? Are they going to come by barge? Are they going to come by truck across state lines?
Or maybe a train, like in Ohio. Nothing could go wrong there.
Yeah,
nothing could possibly go wrong with that. That's a concern. Even if you get them here safely, you are still interacting bats and humans. And the study is supposed to be about how bats can transmit germs and viruses to humans. Well, when you put humans and bats in the same 14,000 square feet, what might happen? They might jump. But when was the last time you, Julie, walked into your backyard and had a bat? You surprised a bat and a bat bit you because you walked upon it. You just happened upon a bat.
Right.
It doesn't happen.
Right.
They're just weird. We don't have wet markets where we're eating bats, where we're selling bats.
We don't. You're right. Bats are not. I remember one time we had a bat that got lost, and I think it probably had rabies, frankly, in the garage. Right. And you're right. You don't run into bats that much. And now we're going to put billions of them up there. At least
they are taking some great precautions that we all can appreciate and understand.
It's Dr. Fauci.
Djokovic, the top tennis player in the world, has been refused entry to the United States.
Correct.
Because while he's had COVID, he didn't have the gene altering shot. So that's they care about our protection.
Yeah.
They are just right on it.
Well, when you create the problem, then you can create the solution. You can get the accolades. Your academia awards can justify your salary, can justify your research grants. All of that, I understand the motivation. I understand the follow the money. It's the morals of it. It's the should we? It's just because you can doesn't mean that you should, is what I'm questioning. We can put a moratorium on this grant. We can ask them to hold this until we have more information. We do have more information now, but there's no consensus. We don't have the origins locked down. I'm not sure we ever will. Fauci says that.
Oh, no, they're not going to allow that.
They won't allow that.
That's an excellent point. They should, at the very least, put a hold on this until they understand how it leaked from the lab in Wuhan. Because as you said, in a construction thing, if that had the best, the safest, the most secure, now did China do it deliberately? Was there some kind of accident? Did somebody's like glove get a hole in it? I mean, who knows?
But
until you can figure out what we're married, so we can do that. Figure out what went wrong up there in Wuhan, how can they assure us that, I mean, if you were building a normal construction project, right, and you were building like escalators and your escalators started failing and people started dying by the millions because of your escalators, before you built the next escalator, you would say, we need to look into it.
And find what went wrong with the last escalator.
Yeah, but
well, even if you find out, we've never heard of a fireman starting a fire so he could come back and put the fire out. I don't know how many times that's happened in Colorado. So we know the human nature of people wanting to be the rescuer, and so they create the crisis in order to do it, even if everything else was perfect.
Right. We're not guaranteed any of that. They say that there will be grad students, it will be faculty, clearance people who will be allowed to actually work in this lab, but you never know someone else's human heart and what their intentions are, if they've been bought off or if they want to cause harm and damage to the entire world. There could be nefarious things go on.
Well, I'm thrilled grad students, because, you know, having gone to grad schools, I never knew any insane grad students. And that's all they were.
They weren't strong.
That's all they were.
Kind of also goes bad. Another one of the really bad things is a lot of this is just being done, I believe, to create viruses so that we can pay pharmaceutical companies a lot of money to come up with new vaccines, and then they can sell it to us, and where we all would have been fine if they just weren't messing around in the first place. So bottom line, though, because it's CSU, it's on state property, who has the authority to put this moratorium on the building going
up? It would have to be up to CSU themselves. So according to the biosafety director for CSU, the NIH will give the grant. They have given the grant. There is nothing attached to it, from what I understand, that are rules and regulations for the safety protocol. Mm-hmm. CSU is completely self-regulating for that. So it's up to the biosafety director, her committee, and those students, those researchers, to determine the best course of safety. Which sounds like, okay, it's their community too. They wouldn't want to get sick. They don't want their loved ones to die. But I have a lot of people who are pushing back on me that the NIH is going to oversee this, that there are safety protocols that they must adhere to. Mm. Well, they're all self-regulating. So it's up to CSU in order to do that. It's going to be up to CSU to stop this or to put a moratorium on it till we get to the bottom of this. So it's going to be a very uphill battle.
Yeah.
But I'm not going down without a fight, because I think there are things that we need. There are questions we need answers to.
Right.
And to find that CSU's official stance is that they're trying to prepare for the next pandemic.
Yeah, or cause.
Yes, there have been pandemics, and every 100 years or so, there's another one, from what I understand.
7 years. You don't have to go 100.
Well, they're going to be a lot more if we have people that have gotten away with this before, or there's a lot of money to be had, or there's a lot of research and so forth. So that's where my stand is I would like them to consciously talk to those of us who would be affected, those of us with questions, and actually answer those questions. So I have been asking people to ask directly to CSU, go directly to Rebecca Moritz's, she's the biosafety director, go to her web, not her website, her email, ask her questions in her email. You will get an automated response and you will get a whole bunch of graphics and you will get a whole bunch of touting about how wonderful CSU is. And they've got the civic control and we're all conspiracy theorists and how much money they bring in and how much research they've done in the past. But if we inundate her, she has no choice. It's a PR nightmare to have thousands of people in the state of Colorado, not just Fort Collins, but maybe across the nation, because I have taken this nationwide, inundating her. Her email address is Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A dot Moritz, M-O-R-I-T-Z, M-O-R-I-T as in Tom, Z as in zebra, at Colo, C-O-L-O, state.edu. So Rebecca.Moritz at colostate.edu. You won't get any answers. However, you will be on a list of people who will be informed when there is a meeting between CSU and the public where we can stand up, state our case, and hopefully make a difference. I can't do this alone. So what I would really like to do also, and we're starting this, is a yard sign campaign. Not in my backyard. COVID bats, please no. CS Woo. We don't want to be CS Woo. Something, and I shouldn't say that out loud. I know it's funny, but it's catchy. Doesn't it tell you something?
It does.
But that's, and somebody else said, how about Wuhan wannabe? We don't want to be Wuhan. Right. We are trying to protect our own and our fellow human beings. So anyway, we're also starting a website. It's still under construction, but you could write this down, covidbats.org. And our Facebook page, which is up and running and has everything on it, is the, I always get it wrong, so I want to make sure I got it right, COVID Bat Research Moratorium of Colorado. If you just put COVID Bat Research in the search bar, it will come up.
Right.
It will show you, there are videos of Rebecca Moritz touting how good and how much we need gain of function research. Back in 2014, when she was at the University of Wisconsin, she was then refuted by another panel member who told her off and stated all of the stats of the dangers, the leaks, the diseases, the accidents. And if you really want to dive deep, it's there. But I also want to leave you with the information that I can't leave you with yet. But I have a guy I call a dog with a bone. And the man is doing some major research, and he has given me a Dropbox. One of the documents alone is 1,800 pages.
Whoa!
And whoa!
He practically has, you know, those string boards for investigations.
Yeah.
He's connecting the dot of this doctor with that doctor, with Dr. Fauci, with the NIH, with the Eco Health Alliance, with this senator, with that, you know, and he's putting it all together. And when it actually comes.
Yes.
Down. They cannot argue with this man. He is amazing, but we are not ready. He has not finished his research. He is doing things behind the scenes that I hope in a couple of weeks, next week or later, that hopefully we can. We have a little bit of leverage.
Let us know.
Leverage.
Yeah,
you got an invitation back.
Yeah, you got an invitation back with that. Because I just think, again, first of all, it seems like just not a good idea to do this in the first place. In the second place, you know, we saw all those EPA officials telling the folks in East Palestine, oh, the water's fine, right? I mean, does anyone anymore think that the NIH and whoever the next Dr. Fauci is going to call you if they're like, oh, Christine, remember when you told us you were worried about the lake? Well, our bad. It happened. No, they're not going to tell you. You know, they're not going to tell you at all. And then if you question it, they're going to cancel you and lock you down and call you a domestic terrorist. So you got to fight.
And I don't care. Yeah. I don't care what, if whistleblowers tend to pay a price.
Yes.
But I am a patriot. I believe in this country. I believe in my family. I believe in the safety and security of living free. And I don't think that they have the right to control me. And I don't think they have the right to harm me. Based on their need for money, for accolades, for academia, just for the sake of a paycheck. It's not it's not something I'm going to go down without a fight. Well,
thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you. Great. Please keep us in touch. Okay. Yes. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. All right. Christine Bowman there. Guys.
Hold on. Right. Oh, this is good news.
Oh, what's that?
This is good news. The Chuck and Julie Show has a new sponsor. Where from now on, it'll be the Pfizer Hour with Chuck and Julie. Pfizer is now sponsoring our show. Christine won't be able to come on anymore. But
thank you so much for your time and keep up the fight. We appreciate the information.
Thank you. That's awesome.
So if you guys want to go on Facebook, and she does a good job, it's the COVID Bat Research Moratorium of Colorado. But if you just type in COVID Bat Research, her page comes up. This is from Charlene. Leave bats alone. They have feelings too. Thank you, Sandra and Christine. Christine, if you're listening, Sandra says she never would have heard about this without Christine, Chuck and Julie and Christine. Charlene says, wow, you're a great lady. And they love you. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I need their support. Keep watching our page.
All right. Okay. Keep watching their page. Yeah. Cause she'll let you know how you can help there and continue to help. But you know, it does seem to me that the underlying problem is, why do we need to, so we say, okay, we have to create the most awful, deadly virus in the world that we can, so we can create a vaccine that pharmaceutical companies can then sell to us. And of course, it's always more helpful to sell it if it gets loose a little bit, right? I mean, if somebody actually dies of it. Yeah, a lot more demand for that. It just seems like, and let's just do it in Fort Collins, right? It's like, which makes
not my backyard.
Exactly. All right, Christine, thank you so much.
All right, take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, this kind of ties into what you wanted to talk about, too. You know, the fact that nobody's heard about this.
Do we have
right?
the rest of our people up above?
I don't know how to. I did something wrong. So if anybody, you guys.
This is a human transmission error.
Yeah. I did something wrong with our screen, so I can't really see everybody on Zoom. So if anyone's on Zoom, just, and you want to comment, because we're going to talk about stuff here now, and you want to comment, just go ahead and just pop in, okay? Because I won't be able to. I don't know how I did that. So it'll take me probably 3 years to get it back. See, you don't want people like me in charge of the bat lab, But this is from Charlene. Exactly, Julie, create the need, then satisfy the need with a fourth. Well, you know, when I was reading a thing today that says, if the government can make its own laws and break any law they want in the event of an emergency, how hard is it to figure, well, all you got to do then is create an emergency and you can suspend all the laws, right? I mean, they learned that during COVID. And they're like,
sure, well, we learned that during COVID.
And it's like, I'm not sure how many bats there are.
And bats the only one who gives up viruses? I mean,
I think the bat, for whatever
I thought pataloons, that this one came from pataloon, which is some animal in the wet market.
This came from Chinese. Well, yeah. But my point is, you can. And
don't monkeys kind of give it?
Monkeys do too. Mm-hmm. Beagles, apparently.
Beagles.
I think that.
Mosquitoes.
Until we know, though, what went wrong in Wuhan, it does seem to me to be somewhat incredibly irresponsible to continue building these bio labs. Because didn't the NIH fund that sort of in a roundabout way? I mean,
EcoHealth Alliance, you bet.
Clearly, and like she said.
But that was not gain of function. Dr. Fauci has explained to us, because he changed the definition, then he changed the word.
I'm realizing now that Fauci knew early on that it was probably a leak of some sort.
And then he sponsored a paper,
right.
Edited the paper, and then cited it saying he didn't know who the authors were.
Although the media jumps in, exactly. The media jumps in, you're suspended, you're kicked off of YouTube forever. Even if I change my email, they will find us and cancel us again. I mean, it's ridiculous for saying stuff that we now all know is true. This to me should be like a no-brainer. And I don't know if the governor can do something or what. Don't click anything. Don't be clicking anything, Chuck. That would be bad. Mosquitoes. Yeah, nothing went wrong with you. Yeah, this is from Sandra. Nothing went wrong with Wuhan. It was intentional. I still don't believe oops with any government. How long is from Charlene? How long has Lyme disease been around? Did it exist in pioneer cattle drive days with people sleeping in the ground? That, I don't know.
Yes.
Did it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, I encourage you guys to check out her Facebook page. We'll be keeping track in this. I mean, I know, sadly, we can probably all predict it'll go in, right? That's too much money, and we will never know.
Board of trustees for CSU, very responsible.
Just there's bats, there's bat poop. I mean, there's having that many bats, it just doesn't seem like that's just a great idea. Like you said, with a bunch of grad students roaming around on psychedelics.
In bat uniforms.
He's just like, what could go wrong with this picture, you know? But anyway, but it does tie into something else we wanted to talk about. And that is the comedian Russell Brand and just this whole kind of the collapse anymore, I think, of the mainstream media, right?
Well, it's not so much that. I mean, I've always felt that being on the right was always going to be the wrong side of history. You know, the right was never had any intellectuals. I mean, the most would be William F. Buckley saying, you know, screaming stop in the middle of the road. We're like, that's not really an agenda. And no comedians, no anything else. You either had left wing comedians.
In the culture.
Yeah, in the culture or in the intellectual world where I kind of sort of came from. And it's encouraging to me that people who are on the left have been started to be left red-pilled, even the far left. And two of those are Russell Brand, who's a English comedian slash drug addict slash
it's pretty funny
guy.
He's an influencer.
And Neil Oliver, who's very much of a serious kind of guy. But it's clear that we, you know, I have more in common with Russell Brand than I do with Mitch McConnell, which is amazing. I mean, he said,
"You're right."
Yeah, I mean, he'd say, "Well, I was a heroin addict, and I was an alcoholic, and I still have a sex addiction," so he came on Bill Maher's show with John Heilman, who's the usual MSNBC analyst and other things. And he just wipes the floor with him, just wipes the floor. Heilman is an apologist for Big Pharma.
He's trying to say that, you know, we can't trust Fox. Can Fox be rehabilitated? Blah, 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 Fox News. So if we can play, I think hopefully we have time, Tom, or you were able to get it. If we could play the Russell Brand, the Brand.
He says, is Neil Oliver the bald guy with glasses on Maher's show? No, that's John Heilman.
That's the MSNBC
That's
guy.
In it. John, Neil Oliver.
We'll play him next.
Yeah, both Neil Oliver and Russell Brand have what I call the Christ haircut. You know, long hair, it's parted in the middle. Both have salt and pepper beards as their maturity shows. But they're both tremendous. But let's put a little bit of this Russell Brand on because I've just fallen in love with this guy.
It's disingenuous to claim that the biases that are exhibited on Fox News are any different from the biases exhibited on MSNBC. It's difficult to suggest that these corporations operate as anything other than mouthpieces for their affiliate owners in BlackRock and Vanguard. And unless we start to embrace, and then also, mate, like just spiritually, if I may use that word in your great country, we have to take responsibility for our own perspective. Right. I've been on that MSNBC, mate. It was propagandist nutcrackery.
Well, and this is on Bill Maher, right? I mean, and you heard the audience. So that was Bill Maher's audience.
Because make MSNBC great again. And everybody just cracking up. But you've got to go see that. I mean, it's about a 5-minute one and it's on.
And that's from showing he went there with BlackRock and Vanguard. Well, exactly. Does anyone, I mean, you know, I like some of the people on Fox, but Fox anymore is, you know.
Well, it's a propagandist tool, the Murdochs. Is there any question about that? Is it somehow a truly objective network? No, they hate their audience.
Right.
Well, they hate Trump. They won't let Trump on now. I mean, they're not objective. I mean, who's kidding?
No, this, Charlene, is a very astute point. Sometimes I think they're artificially dividing us into right and left so we won't challenge the ruling elite's matrix. Exactly.
Well, but the other thing you have to go to is because he refers to the fact, just in that segment, that he went on MSNBC on the Morning Joe show, and it was nutcrackery. So I went back and listened to the show, which was in 2013, and he just destroys them. It had Mika Brzezinski, Katie Kerr, and some chump, and they make fun of the way he looks and dresses and stuff, and he just destroys them. And then he starts semi-flirting with Mika Brzezinski, saying, "You have nice princess dye hair, and you know, you shouldn't bend over with your chest because I can see it, and I'm just red mud." And it keeps on going like that, and then he stops at one point, saying, "You know, what is the subliminal sign you're doing using your hands on that bottle? You know, what are you trying to tell people? You know?" And she, "Oh, oh, oh, oh," and he looks right at her, and he says, ditch that ring. you're not married. And what's funny about that is that, in fact, she was cheating on her husband with Joe Scarborough that no one knew. But Russell Brand just, talk about looking right into the soul of somebody. I mean, it's just incredible.
They did that.
We're going to have that on next on Friday, maybe, for Friday Funny, but yeah. He's just hilarious.
I thought, yeah, and they couldn't get away with it if they were on ABC, for Pete's sake. But it is funny how I think there are so many people being red-pilled. And you're right. The culture war is sort of slowly coming around. Right now you have, like, the Jesus Revolution. There are Christian movies being made that are doing well. Meanwhile, the movies at the box office that are all woke, and I mean, whether they're woke or not, they also just suck. I think, which is the biggest problem.
They don't
problem.
Suck. They don't suck. Tar and some of the other ones are probably a good movie, but you just don't want to hear it. Till. You know, how many times do we have to hear about Emmett Till? I mean, I'm sorry he was killed, but that it's just the same bludgeoning all the time.
Well, and the thing is people, they're not watching it at the movie theater. They're not watching it for free on TV, right? They just don't watch it. And I think because they're just tired of it. And, you know, content matters whether you're making a movie that you want people to go see or when you're putting out the news. And if people know that your content sucks, that your content isn't true, that your content can't be trusted, and that what you're swearing to me by God is true today, we know in a couple of weeks it'll turn out to be absolutely false. And by the way, we'll find out that you knew it all along, right? But you lied to us anyway. You know, content matters, and they're all hurting too. And Neil Oliver, and this is
Sandra says Russell Brand is on Rumble. You bet he could not be on YouTube.
Yeah, he is on
Rumble. He had been thrown off YouTube so fast and wayward.
Yeah. And then, but Neil Oliver is on the Conservative Treehouse a lot. And
he does a 1 hour.
He does a podcast once a week, I think.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I think Great Britain News or something.
But he talks about the collapse of what used to be journalism, and I think he's right. He says it's gone for good, and I believe he is right. If we could please play the Neil Oliver soundbite.
Even now, with everyone getting so excited watching rats running for the lifeboats, the mainstream media is still working within the same old narrative, still talking about masks for school children and testing for COVID-19, still asking the questions we already know the answers to. How can it be that after all this time, the mainstream media is still failing to ask the most important questions about so much that happened? After all this time, how can they still miss the open goal so completely? A person might say it's down to more of that good old willful blindness. After all, for the vast majority of the mainstream media, they're looking at journalistic credibility as a vanishing dot in the rearview mirror. Having spent the past 2 and more years performing as unquestioning foghorns for the government narrative, the time for them to remember that the job of the Fourth Estate is to challenge authority is long, long past, never to be regained. Give the devils their due.
Well, and that's bring back, you know, the BlackRock, the BlackRock, the Vanguard, all of the money that's involved with these things too. And I think, you know, and then again, you look at the Murdoch situation at Fox, right? Clearly, they don't like Donald Trump. You know, and some of the hosts do or don't. I think Sean Hannity is kind of trying to straddle that line. But in the end, though, you got to wonder, do you get the truth? Now, we might get some truth from Tucker Carlson tonight.
Whoa.
It is kind of funny watching what's happening with the January 6th. So, as you know, Tucker Carlson, Kevin McCarthy has been letting them go through the tapes. And they found just a couple of things. And I guess he's going to be airing some stuff tonight and tomorrow night. So, for instance, remember the January 6th committee hearings, right? They had a former ABC executive producer put together all the video tapes for that. They produced it like a TV show. Well, Tucker Carlson's crew found out that they inserted audio, that the security cameras that were silent, right? But what the Democrats did is they inserted screams and mayhem noises and things like that. So they totally made that up. And that's why the Democrats are freaking out, because they don't want anyone to see how much they totally made it up. But apparently, according to Miranda Devine, the New York Post, yes, there was stuff that happened. I mean, I would submit that most of it was generated by undercover FBI.
Yeah, they always are. They're the biggest rioters in every group and stuff.
I mean, there was recently one of the hearings, they didn't want to give the defense for one of the January 6th defendants, the
yeah, no, tapes, no,
because they said, well, it would show all of our undercover agents.
Oh,
and,
okay.
All their identities. It's like, what?
Boy, that'd be too bad.
But they show Tucker Carlson's and the videotapes, they show hours and hours and hours of tape of people just kind of walking along, waiting in line, saying hi to the cops. The cops just standing there watching. No riot, no mayhem, no anything. And the Democrats drove that narrative. And I think what's happened is, there was an interesting column in Politico where the Politico reporter was upset because he's like, why are the Republican and the presidential candidates not so upset about the January 6th insurrection?
Yeah.
And the one, and then all these Republicans are saying, but yeah, we don't really call it an insurrection anymore.
No,
as the truth has come out and people have seen how much they've lied to us, even the Republicans, remember all those people who are willing to jump all over Donald Trump when it first happened, are not anymore. And they're saying no one really cares, actually. And I think
Leo says that Russell Brand is on YouTube. I mean, we get thrown off for just citing the state governor's thing that 5-year-olds shouldn't be mad. And Russell Brand is still on there. That's shocking. I cannot listen to Neil Oliver for more than an hour, or Russell Brand for more than an hour, because I quickly find myself adopting a Scottish Gaelic accent or a Cockney English accent. I mean, I find myself, and I love the way, I love that Gaelic accent of Neil Oliver. You're not Scottish.
Charlene, by the way, what's O'Keefe's plan after Project Veritas? You know, I don't know. I think he indicated at CPAC that he definitely had a plan. I imagine he's probably trying to get funding in a platform. I also was reading a thing, I don't know if this is true, that Project Veritas is trying to say, oh, you misunderstood us.
Totally.
Totally misunderstood us. Come on back. Come on back. Everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Well, you know, then I wanted to play something else, too, because this is good news. I think Trump has had a couple of very good weeks doing what Trump does best, right? Like Pete Buttigieg is wandering around late at East Palestine in what, $2,500?
Oh, do we have a picture?
No, I don't.
Oh,
okay.
So we have it's
and
pictured.
Hat and stuff.
He's got a hard hat, but he's got on these Berluti's boots that cost about $2,500. And they're leather boots, and he's in the ground.
He's dangling in a dollar short.
And then, in the gayest retort I've ever seen, he attacks Tucker Carlson, just to show his macho working class bona fides. He's saying, Tucker Carlson doesn't even know the difference between TJ Maxx and Kohl's. Woo! 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 I don't know the difference between TJ Maxx and Kohl's. And I bet if I went into the store, there won't be a lot of construction workers with boots on. They'd be 95% women and gay guys like Pete Buttigieg.
No, they don't shop at Kohl's.
Yeah, they do. Well, I told you there's a guy in Glendale City Council that's dying to have a Kohl's in Glendale.
All right. I just either way.
Call it like it is.
It seemed like a weird insult. It's like, that'd be like saying, you don't know the difference between Lord and Taylor and Macy's.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's not. But anyway, we digress.
Oh, it's pathetic.
But
Saul Alinsky said that there's no defense to ridicule, and he's being ridiculed.
Well,
and he can't stand it.
The thing is you compare that, right, with Donald Trump going right away, bringing in, I don't think Buttigieg brought anything, right? Donald Trump brings in bottled water. Trump has on, you know, a baseball cap, and he's buying McDonald's for everybody, right? And he hit all the right notes on that. At CPAC, apparently he did a great job, and he's been doing a good job, I think, just consistently rolling out an agenda, right? And he's leaving DeSantis alone, which I think is smart. But wanted to play, he is reminding us, I believe, why we voted for him in the first place and why I hope to God we'll be able to vote for him again. If we could please, this is from a speech at CPAC. If we could please play the Trump video.
Be back in the White House. Their reign is over. Their reign will be over. And they know it. And America will be a free nation once again. We're not a free nation right now. We don't have free press. We don't have free anything. In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution. I'm not going to let this happen. Not going to let it happen. I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire
I mean, you know, I think it's you're Ron DeSantis. It's got to be tough to go up against that, don't you think? It's like, what do you do with that?
Well, no, that was great. And of course, they all jumped on. This is Terrence Long. They said, Trump is what he never wanted to be, which was boring. But that wasn't boring.
Well, and this is from Charlene. No one rallies the troops better than Trump. But Jenna Ellis not on board anymore. You know, Jenna Ellis was posting a picture with that guy. I always forget his name. But the tech guy who had Soros connections, who's now entered the race. Yeah, and saying that he's going to be speaking or something like that.
Jenna Ellis also attacked somebody else, which I thought was weird.
Maybe she's just crabby because
we worked with her at 710 KNUS, she was not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
She'd be kind of crabby about stuff.
But she just wasn't very great.
I don't get it. Don't be afraid, Julia. I don't know what her deal is, but right, she was certainly talking to that other guy, which I'm sorry, if you're going to pick a horse, right? I mean, that's Trump or DeSantis, right? Don't go, you know, I mean, it'd be kind of like saying, and I like Marianne Williamson to a certain extent, but it'd be like saying, I'm from Marianne Williamson. It's like, good luck with that. You know, it's not gonna happen. But I think Trump is doing a lot of good things. And I think, you know, clearly it's becoming more and more obvious. DeSantis is out there and he is, I don't know, it's not really quite fair probably to say establishment, but he's certainly the money wing of the party.
Well, while CPAC is going on and outside of Washington, he's down in Florida with the head of Club for Growth, who's a globalist, the head with Griffin, who's a globalist, and a lot of donors. That doesn't look great. There's not a great comparison. And, you know, just hanging around with the donors and stuff, especially when they're the swampy donors.
That's right. Well, and again, I think all the stuff that comes out, bottom line, I think, and Sandra has put it here too, somebody said it well, you know, Trump is, he speaks just like you and me, he just has a bigger microphone. And I think the problem they all have is the Trump base. So if you're DeSantis, how do you knock off Trump and then get the base, which is most of us, turn around and vote for you? I mean, that's great. You know, I mean, you have Dick Wadhams who said Trump wouldn't win. Dick Wadhams has always said Trump wouldn't win.
Well, Dick Wadhams said we were just at the greatest group of candidates ever here in Colorado. And they all lost. And why did they lose? Even though there were, in some cases, like Joe O'Day, anti-Trump. It was Trump's fault.
Everything is Trump's fault. I mean, yeah, the train wreck was Trump's fault. Everything's Trump's fault. I think it's encouraging. And I'm glad to see him hitting a stride. Now, again, they'll attack him. I mean, there's probably four more lawsuits that have been filed while we've been speaking today against him. Right. And who knows, the Department of Justice still has that hanging over its head, although they do have a tough time with Biden. You know, and as we were talking about Friday, I used to think that Biden would never win. They wouldn't let him. But the more you look at the Obama angels, like you dubbed them, the Obama people who are still
just underneath the top people and running everything.
I think
they're happy.
Yeah. I mean, the last thing they want is somebody who might actually try it. Maybe we'll have Fetterman do it if Biden can't. You know, I mean, the last thing
Fetterman.
She would fight.
She's an illegal, wasn't an illegal alien herself, but.
They don't want the Democrats being they don't want somebody who's going to question whatever that Obama World Economic Forum elite agenda is. And, you know, Mitch McConnell will be happy. He can continue to work with Joe Biden. So, you know.
Man, that'll get him out in that bat cave. See it here.
This is from Leo. If DeSantis was smart, he would sit back until 2028 when he can run against Polis. I agree, Leo. I don't know why. I mean, sometimes, you know, better, you never know what can happen. But
well, there's that. And I'm sure all the Griffins and everybody else said, you or somebody else. But, we're going to take Trump down.
Biden, from Dr. Donna, Biden is easily manipulated. He has a lot he swept under the rug and needs to keep hidden. Exactly. Well, and that's the thing where Biden is like, you know, you can, you know, you get him in there. If you don't want him in, you can just pull that stuff out. If you do want him in, but you want to control him, you just kind of, you know, every so often remind Jill.
Control him. Obama's angels are in full contact with the Obama machine and they're straightforward going. I mean,
well, and it goes back.
You know, somebody said, and I think this is a matter of concern, that, you know, Pete Buttigieg is taking a lot of private planes, as you may have heard, and that got him a little trouble. They have an audit.
Yeah, but they're not going to release the documents, though.
They're not going to release the documents. But he really did have a point. He said, look, if I travel just regular coach and so forth, you know who's going to pick my luggage up? Sam Britton. He's going to take my luggage and I'll never see it again. So I've got to fly a fireman jet.
Because it's safe out there.
Yeah, the gender fluid guy is going to be stealing my luggage.
And we made all those commercial pilots take the vaccine, so now they're having heart attacks and myocarditis. It's like, it's not safe up there. Have you heard about all these near misses? That's what Buttigieg is saying. Hey, listen, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you so much to Christine Bowman.
She's great. I really like her.
I just think that's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
You always know when they won't allow you to ask the questions, right, that's the time you want to ask more questions. Thank you to all you guys on Zoom. We love you. Catch all of our shows if you miss some at chuckandjulia.com.
And watch Tucker tonight, and we'll talk about it Wednesday with you all.
All right. Yeah, we'll see you on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, you guys.
Bye.